restricts to it walks you. When it comes to think, remember she ain't small. When it comes to love, she's the queen of heart, yeah. What she don't know, maybe she don't care, but the bottom half ends at it all well.
Oh yeah. he travels with a pack. When folks say he's bad, like they always do, I get so mad, 'cause I know it really ain't true. And I should know, 'cause I'm Chico's girl. Chico learned to come on, so he don't get pushed around. Hard way in the toughest part of town. Now he tries to show he's tough as can be, but it ain't so. Nobody knows it but me. No one knows the
Chico's Girl by The Girls. The Girls were a band of four sisters, the Sandoval sisters, out of Los Angeles in 1966. They only had two singles. That was one of them. And both of them were on Capitol Records, which is really quite an accomplishment, considering that was the home of the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Legend has it that the Girls actually performed one year for Bob Dylan's birthday party. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival doing 99 and a half won't do. The Eddie Floyd song, I think covered first by Wilson Pickett, but that's got to be the best version. And, you know, John Fogerty is one of the best vocalists ever in rock and roll. In fact, I'm not big on lists, but if you made me write out a list of the five best, he'd be up there with Little Richard and a couple others. Before that, the Countdowns did Activate Her. Big Star did September Girls. Big Star was a critical and band favorite, but it never had any commercial success. And we started the set with the Flaming Groovies doing High Flying Baby. Up next, the Missing Links.
But if you are a reason, care about true. You don't care about false. You just want everyone to agree with you, that's all. And you can't live in the city.
Mars needs women. Baby, you should apply. That's Tony OK, demonstrating that he doesn't have any difficulty expressing his feelings within his relationship. Before that, we took a short tour of the South Pacific, starting with the Land of Oz, there with the Master's Apprentice doing Buried and Dead, a kind of syntactically challenged song title. And before that, and a few decades later, the D4 doing Get Loose. The Dead Boys did All This and More, and we started the set with You Make Me Feel Good by The Missing Links, a zombie song, but I really like that version. And up next is one of my favorite teen garage bands out of Pittsburgh, PA, The Swamp Rats.
Tobacco Row, oh, 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 oh. Through a back alone.
I was a
driving in my car all through the night. I'm on the road to nowhere. I just wanna try.
Do not think you want to be out on the roads when Tito's in that kind of a mood. That's Tito and Tarantula doing In My Car, preceded by Fugazi doing Waiting Room. Mr. Clean to Jesse Lee. And that song was written by Frank Zappa. That is him playing guitar, and I think he's singing backup as well, although the lead vocal is by Robert Davis. And the story is that Mr. Clean used to be an alias of Frank Zappa's in the early 60s, but I've also heard that Mr. Davis used to shave his head and was called Mr. Clean, and I suspect that is where the title comes from. And we started with the Swamp Rats, bashing out an amazing version of Tobacco Road by John Loudermilk, and especially when you consider that these are a bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds in 1966. The interesting thing is that that song was first released in 2003. And now I think it's time we went walking with the beast.
Inside me. senor, is this the way the Blue Fox?
Si.
Is this the Blue Fox? Hey, this place is a gas.
You like?
We won't
mission. United Nations and NATO won't do. It's just a red, white, and blue. We got the new drive.
Right, we started that set with the Gun Club doing Walkin' with the Beast. That's from the Las Vegas Story LP. And that was followed by Paul Revere and the Raiders doing Blue Fox, a song which is probably too politically incorrect to do today. You like? It's a great song. And you know, a lot of people don't realize that Mark Lindsay, the lead singer, was also the saxophonist for that band. Now, I'd like to think he's playing on that track, although I'm not sure, because Terry Melcher was the producer, and he was kind of famous for bringing in ringers, you know, studio musicians for various parts. But I hope that was Mark Lindsay, because he blew the hell out of that one. That was followed by Sugar Shack doing Form a Straight Line. And we finished up with The Weirdos doing We Got the Neutron Bomb. Just a warning to any would-be evildoers out there. Okay, we gotta go. Our time's up for this evening. Hope you'll join us for future episodes of Radio Zulu right here under Ground Zero. My name is Reed. Good night, everybody.